Good morning, dear Sangha. Today is Thursday, August the 11th in the year 2011. We are on our fourth day of the retreat with the team Awakening the Heart. Every 2 years, I go to Italy and offer a retreat. And I bring with me many monks and nuns to help me. And retreats organized in Italy usually take place not very far from Rome. There's so many people like the practice of mindfulness, and a lot of children in the retreat. So in the retreat, every time I go to Italy, I'm surrounded by many children, and we practice joyfully together. I enjoy sitting with them, walking with them. One day, I gave them one homework to do. I had a bag of corn seeds, and I distributed to, I gave to each boy or girl one grain of corn. And you are supposed to bring that grain of corn home and plant it in a pot, small pot. And you remember to water every day. And when the grain of corn has become a plant of corn, a young plant of corn of 2 or 3 leaves, and then you come and ask the plant one question. And you ask this question: my dear little plant of corn, do you remember the time you were a tiny seed? And you wait for the plant to answer. And you listen very carefully, and you can hear the answer of the young plant of corn. It will say something like, me, a tiny seed? I don't believe it. In fact, the young plant of corn has been there only for 10 days or 2 weeks, but it has already forgotten that it was a seed, a tiny seed of corn. So you have to remind her, you have to help the plant of corn to remember. And you tell something like this: my dear little plant of corn, it's me who has planted the grain of corn in this pot, in this spot. And I have watered it every day. And you have come from that seed. Maybe in the beginning, the plant does not believe you, but you have to be patient. You have to help the plant to remember, and the plant will remember. It will accept that at one point in history, it was a little seed. And you, who are a practitioner of meditation, when you look at the plant of seed of corn, you can see the grain of corn inside. You no longer see the form of the grain of corn, but the grain of corn has not died. You can no longer see the grain of corn, but you know very well that the grain of corn has not died. If it had died, there will be no plant of corn available. So you know very well, and you can help the plant to understand. Dear little plant of corn, when I look at you, I still see the grain of corn that has become you now. It's always alive. It may be a little bit hard for the plant of corn to realize that. But that is the truth, that the plant of corn is only a continuation of the grain of corn. And the grain of corn is always there inside of the plant of corn, although you don't see it in its former appearance. That is meditation. When you meditate, you can see things that other people cannot see. When you look into a plant of corn, you can see the grain of corn inside. And you know very well that a plant of corn is a continuation of the grain of corn. You cannot take the grain of corn out of the plant of corn. If you do, there's no plant of corn anymore. So every one of us, whether we are a little boy or a little girl, we should look into us and see, and do you know something? In the beginning, you were also a very tiny seed in the womb of your mother, and much smaller than the seed of corn. Every one of us begin with being a very tiny seed, and we don't remember. We need a friend in the Dharma, we need a teacher to remind us that in the beginning we were a very tiny seed planted by our father in our mother. In fact, half of the seed is from the father, and the other half of the seed is from the mother. And then that seed continue to sprout, to multiply itself, and become a tiny living being in the womb of our mother. And we stay there in the womb of our mother about 9 months, very comfortable there. And as we look at the plant of corn, we can see the seed of corn. So when we look at into ourselves, we can see the seed that your father has planted, that your mother has planted, and later became us. And the same thing is true with plant of corn. You can no longer see the seed of the grain of corn in the plant of corn, but it is always there. We are the continuation of our father and our mother. Like the plant of corn is a continuation of the seed of corn. We believe that our father and our mother are outside of us. That is not true. And most of us believe that our father is outside of us. Our mother is outside of us. But in fact, they are inside also. Your father is in every cell of your body. Your mother is in every cell of your body. You cannot take your father out of you. You cannot take your mother out of you. Because you are a continuation of your father. You are a continuation of your mother. In fact, father is both inside and outside. And the father inside is younger. And we carry father inside into the future. So when the father outside died, he does not really die. He lives on in us. And we bring our father into the future. Our father is not going to die. It's like a seed of corn. When the plant of corn is manifested, you don't see the seed of corn anymore, but you cannot say that the seed of corn has died. No. The seed of corn continue on in the plant of corn. So each of us carry our father, our mother inside of us, and we bring them into the future. And if we live a happy life, a beautiful life, our father and mother in us will be more beautiful also. And thanks to the practice, we can make our father and mother and ourselves more beautiful than in the past. So I invite all of you to meditate on this and get rid of the idea that father and mother are only outside. That is a wrong perception. Your father is inside. Your mother is inside. You have both of them in you, and you carry them always with you, and you will bring them into the future. And during sitting meditation, I like to talk to my father inside. One day in sitting meditation, I told my father inside, "Daddy, we have succeeded." And people, if they hear that, they will be surprised. Succeed what? In what? And that morning when I practiced sitting meditation, I felt that I was so free, so light. I did not have any desire, any craving anymore. I'm so free from desire, from craving. So I was very light. So that is why I wanted to share it to my father. So inside, I talked to my father inside, "Daddy, we have succeeded. We are free." And I also talked to my mother, because I know that my mother has not really died. She continued on in me. When I practice walk in meditation in India, with a group of a few thousand people on the largest boulevard of New Delhi. I invited my mother to walk with me. I said, "Mommy, let's walk together. This is my feet, but it's also yours. My feet are the continuation of your feet. So let us, mother and son, we enjoy walking in New Delhi." So my mother was walking with me, mother and son walking very peacefully and happily together with thousands of other people. I invited also my father to walk with me. And later on, I invited my brother, my grandmother to walk with me. I invited the Buddha to walk with me. I invited my teacher to walk with me. And the walk was so wonderful. We walked together. I know that I carry in me not only my father, my mother, but all my ancestors. And also I carry the Buddha, because the Buddha and my teacher, they are my ancestors also. We have blood ancestors, and we have spiritual ancestors. Your ancestors may be Buddha, or Jesus, or Mohammed. And you have them inside of you. Don't think that they are outside of you. Our blood ancestors and our spiritual ancestors are all in us. And when we walk with insight, with mindfulness, all of them walk with us. And as we make a happy step, all of them enjoy walking and making happy steps. If you walk in the kingdom of God, all of them walk in the kingdom of God. If you walk in hell, it means when you are very despair and angry and hateful, you are walking in hell. And your ancestors have to join you. That's not nice. That's not nice. Let us avoid that. Let us choose to walk in the kingdom of God or in the pure land of the Buddha, so that our ancestors have the chance to enjoy also. I have met with teenagers, young people. Some of them are angry about the father. They cannot talk to the father. Communication is impossible. There's no communication possible between son and father, daughter and mother. There's hate. There's anger that blocks communication. And there was a young man who said, "That person, he's not my father. I don't want to have anything to do with him." So he was angry at his father at this point, that he does not want to have anything to do with his father. But if we look deeply into him, we see that he's made only of his father. His father is fully present in every cell of his body. He cannot take his father out of him. That is the truth. And yet he makes a very funny statement. "I do not want to have anything to do with that person." Nonsense. So when you get angry at your father, you get angry with yourself, because you are the continuation of your father. Suppose the plant of corn get angry at the grain of corn. Regrettable. So if there is a feeling of fear, separation and anger, we have to breathe in and out and reconcile with our father inside, reconcile with our mother inside, in order to have peace. You cannot have happiness and peace if you are in conflict with your father, your mother, because your father and your mother are inside of you. And everything you do in order to bring freedom and joy and happiness and forgiveness to you, you offer your father and mother the same thing. And you are very kind son, you are very kind daughter, because that's the best way to repay the debt to your parents. In Plum Village, France, where we live and practice, there are hundreds of monks and nuns and lay people, and in summer, we organize 4 weeks our practice called Summer Opening in Plum Village. And you know something? Children come from all over the world, representing more than 50 countries. They don't speak the same language, but they play together. They walk together, they sit together very joyfully. And every summer, they ask their parents, instead of going to the beach or to the mountain for holidays, they want their parents to come to Plum Village. In Plum Village, they have a lot of friends. And people in Plum Village, children and adults in Plum Village, are very, very gentle, because we know how to practice mindful breathing, mindful walking, calming our anger. So both adults and children are happy in Plum Village. I hope that one day you might visit us in Plum Village. But today, here in Vancouver, in this Dharma Hall, this is Plum Village already, because everybody is calm, everyone is nice, and you can very well set up a Plum Village here in Vancouver for people to come and practice. And the young monks and nuns in Plum Village, they have set up an organization called Wake Up, comprising of young Buddhists and non-Buddhists who want to organize, create a society that is more peaceful, that is more compassionate. And today you may like to ask them about Wake Up movement, where the young people join each other and practice sitting, walking, chanting, singing, dancing in such a way that make brotherhood, sisterhood prevail. And they learn how to transform their anger, their suffering, their discrimination. You know that the Buddha is not a god. The Buddha is a human being like us. And when he was young, he suffered also. And he wanted to practice in order to transform his suffering. And finally, he succeeded and became an awakened person, full of compassion, understanding. And we all are his friends, because we can learn a lot from him. How to be peaceful, how to be joyful, how to transform anger and hate. So let us consider the Buddha not as a god, but as a friend, a brother, a teacher. And I always talk to the Buddha. I always hold the hand of the Buddha to do walking meditation. And when I hold the hand of a child to walk, I know this is also a Buddha to be. Because the child that is holding my hand, she has also the seed of compassion, understanding, and love in him or her. So I practically take the hands of two tiny Buddhas in order to enjoy walking meditation. I learned that in this retreat, children have learned a lot. They have learned pebble meditation. They have learned how to be a bell master. We are adult. We have to try to catch up with you. When you hear the small bell, you may like to stand up and bow to the Sangha before you go out and continue your practice. Have a good day. Practice well. Remember, join us for walking meditation at 11 o'clock.